You're listening to Inland Edition. I'm Lillian Vasquez. Some climate scientists believe that climate change has affected the intensity of wildfires. We'll end the program today with an update on regional fires and fire protection. But we'll start today's show with someone who knows how fires affect our health and how we might be able to protect ourselves. My guest is Laura Lee Olenek. She is a specialist on the American Lung Association Health Promotional Team. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
With the massive wildfires in California, the excessive heat warnings and the rolling blackouts all present lung health concerns for those in our area. Thousands of residents have been forced to evacuate, with numerous other public entities have closed to persistent danger. Smoke from these fires have negatively affected our air quality. The American Lung Association offers tips to protect health from the potential lethal health hazard smoke, extreme heat, and power outages. Let's talk about first some of the things that the American Lung Association does, and then I want to talk about specific tips that you can provide to our listeners.
Well, thanks so much for having me. You know, the American Lung Association really for over 100 years now has been the protector of lung health. So we do a lot of education, advocacy, and research to protect lung health around the region. And right now, as you just mentioned, it really is a perfect storm as a threat to lung health. We do have wildfires raging. We have heat. We have rolling blackouts. So our goal is to educate people about steps that they can take before, during, and after wildfires to protect themselves. We offer a vast range of support services for people who have chronic lung disease, and I'd like to talk about those a little bit as well. And then we get out there and we do, you know, outreach to the community in the moment, really just to give them practical tips and educate them because there are some steps that they can take to protect their lung health. And right now, you know, even in light of with COVID-19, a respiratory pandemic, all of these issues are even more compounded.
Right. So I was going to ask about that. Special considerations must also be made to maintain the recommendations to prevent outbreak of COVID-19, the social distancing, the masks, you know, keeping surfaces clean and gathering. So first of all, let's talk about some of the suggested tips during this dangerous period. Let's talk about them. What would you share first?
Well, really, you want to stay inside as much as possible. If you can, close your doors, windows, fireplace, dampers, and get clean air circulating through the house with air conditioning. If you can, put your air conditioners on recirculation to avoid outdoor contamination. We don't recommend using whole house fans because they can allow unfiltered air outside into the home. Those who have existing chronic lung diseases really want to, as best they can, keep these managed. They want to get all their medications, delivery devices, prescriptions in place, and insurance cards. So in the event they do need to evacuate in wildfire, they're good to go. With blackouts, too, they want to be sure that they have, you know, battery packs and appropriate support equipment ready to go in the event that they don't have electricity to run the equipment that they need. If you do have a chronic lung disease and you're having symptoms, they're getting worse, they're not being relieved by your usual medicine, you want to seek medical attention immediately if you're having that wheezing or shortness of breath, difficulty taking full breath, maybe a chest heaviness, lightheadedness, dizziness. If you are having to drive out there in smoky conditions, close your car windows and vents, and again, setting that air conditioning to recirculate. For those who are outside, maybe avoid exercising outdoors, especially if you have smoke or eye irritation or throat irritation. And then when you are outside, of course, you can wear a mask. There are particular populations that are a little bit more susceptible. Children have developing lungs, elderly individuals, pregnant women, individuals who have chronic lung disease already. So those are all special populations that want to be particularly mindful to protect their lung health during wildfires.
Great. Thank you. You said in the first part of this, talking about the fans, whole house fans. What's a whole house fan?
A whole house fan pulls cool, fresh air, outside air into your living spaces through windows, and it pushes hot, stale indoor air out through your attic and the vents. That's so you don't have to just recirculate air in your home, like with air conditioning. You get to replace it with fresh air in your home and attic. So okay. It can allow for outside air to come in. So they're just not recommended to be used.
Okay, and what about fans, like just oscillating fans in the house? Nay or yay?
I mean, again, you are, as long as you're keeping that smoky air from the outside out, if you do have clean air inside, you know, a lot of people will even, for example, they'll designate a clean room in their home. So the room may have an air purifier with a HEPA filter to reduce particles coming in from the outside. But if you are keeping the air inside clean, there shouldn't be a problem with using a fan, a regular fan inside, because it is so hot. And heat is another thing that could exacerbate, you know, lung conditions.
Got it. And if those that are evacuated and where they're going, what is the safe place to evacuate to because of the pandemic that we're battling as well? What is the American Lung Association recommending?
Well, we always recommend that you follow the direction of the local authorities. So, and that's something that you want to get know in advance. Where are you going to get your emergency instructions? You know, how will you be alerted? So we always recommend you go to the advice of the local authorities to tell you when to evacuate and where to evacuate to. So because we do have this extra layer of complexity with COVID-19, you do need to keep in mind, in addition, social distancing, washing your hands, using hand sanitizers, wearing masks if you are going to be around other people. So ultimately, we defer to the authorities to go to as your source of information where and when to evacuate.
Let me reintroduce our guest is Laura Lee Olenek. She is a specialist on the American Lung Association Health Promotional Team, sharing details about what to do during this rolling blackout, our extreme heat, COVID-19, and our fires. California is really battling some serious health issues.
Most definitely. And the thing is that lung health has always been so important. And really now is the time to focus on it. And even people who are generally healthy are increasing. You know, generally we tend to think of maybe people who are already sick or have an existing condition.
Right.
But we're all responsible for keeping our lung health up with these additional stressors on it.
And has COVID-19 played a big part with patients that you're typically dealing with because it is dealing with the lungs also that falls right into your area?
Yeah, the COVID-19 is a respiratory pandemic, so it is most definitely in our wheelhouse. And the American Lung Association has taken a very strong commitment to protecting. In fact, we just launched an action initiative, a $25 million campaign to fight the COVID-19 pandemic, as well as to protect against future respiratory pandemics. In addition to that, we have a whole range of resources that are available to provide accurate information about COVID-19. We have a series of webinars. We have groups called Better Breathers Club that are support groups for people with existing lung disease who can turn to for good information about what they need to do. We have a lung helpline, actually. We have a free resource that's staffed with respiratory professionals that can answer your questions about COVID-19 or lung disease or make referrals. And you can submit that. You can call our lung helpline. The number on that is 1-800-LUNG-USA or 1-800-586-4872. And then you can get your questions answered. We also have a variety of educational materials available on our lung.org website. So most definitely, the American Lung Association started in a time of respiratory pandemic when the tuberculosis was raging. And right now, we are really stand poised to be another authority to help protect the public and protect lung health during COVID-19 and beyond.
And this campaign that you're just starting and that's kicking off, were you planning this already, or did you just come together, a bunch of specialists come together to put this together so that the American public had this available resource?
The COVID-19 Action Initiative was launched, you know, in response to the pandemic breaking
sure.
out. And so much of our content right now on our lung.org website is geared towards supporting resources for the general public and also for healthcare providers. So we really want to be positioned as protectors of lung health for COVID-19. And so we're putting a lot of our focus on that right now.
And your resources are coming from around the United States, or is this specific to California? Obviously, we face a little different things than people do in other parts of the state. COVID affects all of us nationally and internationally the same way, but I'm just talking about California. Is there specific stuff for California because we're under different conditions?
Well, all of our information, you know, the information on our website, lung.org, is applicable to all of the respiratory issues that are going right now. As you mentioned, everyone is, you know, being impacted by COVID, and we all, regardless of our location, need to take those same precautions to protect ourselves. And one of those things is again, keeping our lungs healthy. If we have chronic lung disease, keeping those conditions in check. If we don't, or for example, right now, we really want to emphasize to people who are smoking or vaping that that is a very large threat always to your lung health, but especially now in COVID-19. So really the information is applicable to all of us. Now, certainly in California here, we tend to have other things like wildfires, for example, are a good example of another additional threat. But really our goal is to protect everyone's lung health on a national level.
Sure. Our guest is Laura Lee Alenik. She is a specialist on the American Lung Association Health Promotional Team. And just in our last couple of minutes together, is there anything that you really want to bring out? I think you've covered that the lung.org has a lot of resources, or the phone number that you gave, 800-LUNG-USA, has resources. Is there any one other thing that you feel is really vital that you want our listeners to know?
I would like them to know that the American Lung Association is here as a resource. If there are people who have existing chronic lung disease, please take advantage of our resources. There's just such a wealth of information, be it from how to protect yourself during wildfires or how to protect yourself from COVID-19, and also to the research that we do have available. And we are working to protect lung health and that, and advocacy as well. A lot of our staff is working on a policy level to protect lung health and keep the state of the air clean. So I encourage everyone really to go on and find about all the resources that are available to them. And also there's ways that the community can support us as well in protecting lung health and fighting COVID-19. So I encourage them all to take a stand locally and individually so that we can all keep lungs healthy and beat COVID-19 together.
You sound very knowledgeable and passionate about this. Why did you fall into serving this American Lung Association?
Well, health education, you know, it really, I've seen in my career that prevention saves more lives than responding. So if we can get people the information out there that they need to make good decisions and to know how to protect themselves and their families, and there's really common steps that people can do in advance of something happening that can affect outcomes. And for those who do have a condition, to know that there's other people out there that are having the same experience, and to know that there's an organization that's fully dedicated to supporting them, that's very rewarding. I'm fairly new to the American Lung Association, but I've worked in health promotions in the field for about 15 years now. And I really enjoy connecting with people. And when you're giving someone health information, it's very personal. You get to connect someone on a level that I think people in other industries don't really get to do. So when you impact someone's health, you impact someone's life. So I feel that that's very meaningful to me. A lot of us are shut in right now, but we take for granted that we can just go outside and go for a walk, and we can, you know, go to the store without thinking of it. But there's this whole group of people who have disease of various sorts, including chronic lung disease, where that's a lot to them. Mm. So I don't want to sound cliche, but really the impact that you get to make when you're dealing with someone's health and you're giving them information, particularly when, you know, you're teaching them something new, a lot of information they know already. But if someone can go, you know, wow, I didn't know that, this could make my life easier, this could improve my health, I feel very rewarded by that. And especially now in this time where people are social distanced, maybe we aren't as able to connect on an in-person basis. Mm-hmm. But the American Lung Association really still wants to connect with people and let them know that there still is this sense of community, and we still value our mission, despite the fact that maybe we're physically distanced and that everyone can take some practical steps in their lives to protect their lung health. And we hope to be going strong for another 115 years. And we hope to get through this pandemic and learn some things and move on to expand our other programs. But I really want to thank you for having me to allow us a forum to get this information out to people. And again, if there's any questions that I didn't answer, you can always go on and submit your questions on lung.org or call the helpline number. That was 1-800-586-4872.
Laura Lee, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Laura Lee Olenek is a health promotion specialist with the American Lung Association. There is a wealth of information from the American Lung Association on their website at lung.org. Their phone number is 800-LUNG-USA or 800-586-4872. After a short break, KVCR's Rick Dulock updates us on fires and fire preparedness in our region. You're listening to Inland Edition. I'm Lillian Vasquez. We'll be right back. You're listening to Inland Edition on KVCR. I'm Lillian Vasquez. Things have cooled down over the last couple of days, but another excessive heat watch goes into effect on Friday, with triple-digit temperatures expected through Labor Day. And with heat, there's fire danger. Here's KVCR's Rick Dulock.
In a moment, my conversation with Kathy Mattingly, fire prevention specialist with CAL FIRE's San Bernardino unit. But first, an update on fires statewide and the recent fires in our area. CAL FIRE today said over 14,200 firefighters are battling 20-plus major fires and lightning complexes here in California. Containment efforts continue to increase. More than 18,200 people remain evacuated. Over the weekend, a team of 10 Israeli firefighters deployed to California to assist local teams. Since August 15th, 900 wildfires have burned 1.5 million acres with 8 fatalities and 3,100 structures destroyed. Current fires now in and around our region are as follows, beginning with the most recent incident. The Barnes Fire, a vegetation fire reported in the Lucerne Valley area at Highway 18 near High Road on Sunday, was stopped at 102 acres with units, including a helicopter, from San Bernardino County Fire, Bureau of Land Management Fire, Apple Valley Fire, and San Bernardino National Forest personnel. On Saturday afternoon, San Bernardino County Fire Department crews were called to a structure fire on Zurich Drive in Crestline. CAL FIRE and the U.S. Forest Service joined in and aircraft were dispatched. Initially involving a multi-story home, the Zurich Fire had burned 0.5 acre when firefighters arrived. Unified commanders coordinated an air attack with helicopters and air tankers to keep that fire from getting out of control in the mountains. Despite wind, dry fuels, and high temperatures, crews managed to stop the fire just shy of 15 acres, and it is 100% contained. The Dome Fire is a lightning-caused fire burning in the Mojave National Preserve. It began August 15th and was affected by a series of strong thunderstorms that created extreme fire conditions. The Joshua Tree Woodland experienced significant fire damage and impacted half of the preserve's wilderness area. The Dome Fire has consumed 43,200 plus acres and is 95% contained. Fire personnel continue mop-up operations and suppression repair activity while strengthening containment. The Ranch 2 fire north of Azusa, which started on the afternoon of Thursday, August 13th, has burned 4,237 acres and is 96% contained. InsaWeb reports there has been no growth for more than a week. Management of the Ranch 2 fire was transitioned back to the Angeles National Forest before month's end. Officials are urging the public to stay out of the fire area to allow the land to recover. The Apple Fire was started in Cherry Valley on July 31st by a malfunctioning diesel vehicle. Due to dry vegetation and southwest winds, the fire quickly spread, eventually causing evacuations and reaching 33,424 acres total. At the height of the fire, over 2,800 personnel responded and assisted on that incident. The Apple Fire is calm and 95% contained. Firefighters continue to focus on monitoring, patrolling, and suppression repair. Residents are reminded that recently burned areas are at great risk of mudflows and flash floods, since fires eliminate vegetation that can hold soil in place and charred ground may be unable to absorb water. That's an update on local fires. I reached out to CAL FIRE yesterday and spoke to fire prevention specialist Kathy Mattingly. I started by asking about the weather and how that affects fire danger.
We're experiencing a cool down for now, and then we are anticipating higher temperatures starting on Friday. So they are expecting elevated fire risk as well. As when it gets hotter, it becomes more dry, and then our fire danger becomes higher.
How about resources? How are our resources holding up? Are we ready if something breaks out?
We're absolutely ready. We do have a lot of firefighters that have been on, and we are working to rotate them through, make sure people get a couple of days rest and they're getting relief.
Is there anything else that we should know about staying safe during fire season?
Right now, as we prepare for the weekend coming up, I think it's important if people haven't already prepared for wildfire season to make sure that they've gone through and they've cleared that dry brush from around their properties. And if they need any tips on that, they can go to readyforwildfire.org.
Well, Kathy, thank you very much for taking my call today. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
You too. Kathy Mattingly is a fire prevention specialist with CAL FIRE's San Bernardino unit. You can find CAL FIRE online at fire.ca.gov. And you can find and follow fires and firefighter progress on the INSA website. That's insaweb.nwcg.gov, INCIWEB.nwcg.gov. For Inland Edition and KVCR, I'm Rick Dulock.
That was KVCR's Rick Dulock and CAL FIRE's Kathy Mattingly. Next week on the program, we'll look at how the coronavirus pandemic has affected travel with travel expert, author, and public media host Rick Steves. That's next Wednesday at 2 p.m. and 6:30, right here on KVCR's Inland Edition. To hear this episode and past shows, visit our website at kvcrnews.org/Inland Edition. You can also listen to Inland Edition on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Play Music. Search for Inland Edition on your streaming service. Inland Edition is a production of Empire KVCR News and a true team effort. We get production support, writing, and editing from Sharina Wad, Rick Dulock, and David Fleming. Web support and social media help comes from Tim Steidel, Sean Houlihan, and Andrew Caravella. I'm your host, Lillian Vasquez. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.